to In Plain Sight, Journey from Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network, your Friday night broadcast, health and wellness edition. And go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send much needed fundage. Also, we have a promotion here. RBN is partnering with the Liberty Beacon on http://tlbtalk.com. That's tlbtalk.com, social media site. And there's a promotional article with the details and links to the site here, republicbroadcasting.org/news/the-future-of-the-4th-estate. It's time to talk. You can do that. You can call into the station and get your donation in. You can also mail that in, but just get it in and keep free speech alive. So tonight we're going to feature part two of my interview with Dr. Lorraine Day on her testimony on how she overcame cancer, and we'll go back to that now.
On my website at drday.com, I have what's called a super starter package, which is also a finisher package. It contains four books, four DVDs, and six CDs, and I teach you in your home, and it contains everything you need to get well, just as I got well. Everything. And it is the only way to get well. There is no way to get well other than stopping doing the things that made you sick. That's the only way to get well. Again, nobody develops cancer because they have a deficiency of chemotherapy. Oh, I haven't had enough chemotherapy in my life, and that's why I developed cancer. No. Both chemotherapy and radiation cause cancer. Why would you do that? Why would a doctor give a patient who already has cancer something that causes cancer? It's stupid. And as I said, nobody has an excess of organs. You don't get cancer because you have two kidneys. Oh, I should take one kidney out because God gave me too many kidneys and that's what caused my cancer. No, that's why I didn't have my breast off, because I didn't develop breast cancer because they had too many breasts. So everything that a doctor does is absurd. What we have to do is change all the factors that cause the cancer in the first place, and those are lifestyle factors. So after 3.5 years, I was well enough. My cancer was gone. I had the energy to sit up at a desk all day. But before I had enough energy to go to a gym and start working out again, I wanted to be able to sit up from a lying down position on an exercise bench on my own power without rolling off onto the floor and getting up on all fours. I would be embarrassed to do that. It took 3 additional years of following the health plan before I was strong enough to go to the gym, because I had been so wiped out by my severe, it was diagnosed, terminal illness. And before I could walk a mile, remember, when I was diagnosed with cancer in November of 1993, I was running 5 miles a day. Before I could walk a mile, it took 4 additional years. So from the time that I was diagnosed with cancer, which was November 1, 1993, until I could walk a mile, which was, I remember the date, April 18, 2004, between 10 and a half and 11 years later. But I rebuilt my immune system, so I am as strong as a bull now. I still work full time. I take no medication. I am totally well. I've been cancer free ever since I got well. I get no diseases whatsoever. I have tremendous energy. And as I say, I've got the energy of a 30-year-old. My mind works fine. I just wrote my 11th book, which is called The Biggest Book I've Written Yet. It's over 800 pages, and it's 8.5 by 11. It's the size of a telephone book. It's called The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why, where I expose everybody. I expose all the people that are doing it. I don't mince on words. I've got a lot of pictures in the book. The book is easy to read, but it exposes everything that's been going on. And I have, in the first chapter, I have 14 roadmaps, 12 of them written by our enemies, telling us what they're going to do to us, which is happening right now. So my mind works fine, and I am 84 years old. totally well cancer-free. People who don't know my age think I'm in my early 60s because everything that prevents and reverses cancer is anti-aging. So I'm not all wrinkled up. What's the difference between a prune and a plum? It's water. What's the difference between a raisin and a grape? It's water. It's not skincare that you put on the outside. It's water on the inside. So if you want to prevent disease, what you need to do is follow the health plan that I use to get well and live your life like that. I still live that way. I don't drink 13 glasses of juice a day, but I drink 4 or 5 plus a lot of water in addition, because the body loses 10 glasses of water a day just by living. You lose it from breathing. Your breath is moist. You're breathing all day long and all night long. You lose water from perspiration even when it's not hot, more when it is hot. And you lose water when you eat, particularly if you eat animal products, because they contain no water and no fiber, and your body has to take water from your cells to put in your stomach to make digestive juices. You lose all that every single day. That's 10 glasses of water. So you need to replace those water losses with 10 glasses. Now, if you're drinking fresh homemade vegetable juice, not vegetable juice that's in a store or fruit juice that's in a store, you need to have it fresh, because if it's in a store, it's got to be pasteurized and all the enzymes are gone. If you heat the juice, all the enzymes are gone, and enzymes are very life-giving and very anti-aging. And so that's one reason I'm not all wrinkled up. People who don't know my age think I'm in my early 60s. Because I'm not all wrinkled up. Someone wrote to me and said, oh, you should tell us what kind of skin cream you use. Well, what does a raisin say to a grape? What kind of skin cream do you use? Oh, the grape says, I have water on the inside. That's what keeps us from being all wrinkled up, is water on the inside of our body. When you take drugs like for high blood pressure, those things are diuretics. They take water out of your body. We don't need to have water taken out of our body. What causes high blood pressure? The way you live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. Eat animal products, all that fat goes, lines your blood vessel and makes your blood vessels stiff so they can't expand and contract like they normally should and help the blood move along. And they, because of all that fat that's lining your blood vessels, the opening of your blood vessels is smaller. And your blood is thicker because it's got all that fat in it. So instead of your heart having to push blood that has the that's diluted because it's not doesn't have all the fat in it, and it's more like water, instead of it pushing it through elastic blood vessels that expand and contract and help the blood move along, it's like it's pushing oatmeal through a lead pipe. And that's what causes high blood pressure, because the heart has to pump at a higher pressure. So all diseases are caused by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. A year before I was diagnosed with cancer, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and I had a rather severe tremor. When I changed everything about my life and got well from my cancer, all of my Parkinson's symptoms went away too. And that's when I realized that all diseases are caused by the same factors, the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. As I say, diseases don't just happen. They don't fall from the sky. They're not genetic. We give them to ourselves. But that's the good news, because if you gave yourself a disease, you are the only one who can reverse it. And you need to do it by changing the way you live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. And my suggestion to you is, don't be as stupid as I am. I'm a doctor. Doctors don't know anything about health. They live the worst lifestyles, particularly through our training. And doctors know very little about disease. All they know is drugs and cutting out your organs and cutting off your body parts. So I'm a doctor. I knew almost nothing about health. I knew a lot of technical stuff, but I didn't know much about health. So why don't you just change your life and start living, eating, and handling stress the way God wants us to do it, rather than the way you want to do it. And that's the way you prevent disease. That's the way I prevented disease for the last 25 years after I got well from cancer, by living, eating, and handling stress the proper way. So the way you get well is exactly the same way you prevent disease. But people somehow don't want to change anything until they get disease. And it's much harder to do it once you've got the disease than if you do it before you have the disease. So I would suggest, again, don't be stupid like I was. Be smarter and change the way you live, think, act, eat, and handle stress now, and you will not get disease.
That was an incredible testimony, Dr. Day, and it seems like what you're stressing here is that stress and diet cause cancer. And I wanted to ask you a question.
Stress and diet. It's also water, dehydration, malnutrition, and stress. And the only way you get stress, I tried meditation and visualization. They didn't work. I had some horrible experiences, but we've got to give it to God, and that's the only one who can handle it. You can't just get rid of that anger on your own. People can't do that. So it's very important to realize that it's nutrition, exercise, sunlight. Sunlight actually reduces stress. Sunlight increases energy. Sunlight turns cholesterol into vitamin D. So you need sunlight, fresh air. Cancerous tumors grow twice as fast if you're breathing outdoor air as indoor air. So it's not just your diet and stress. There's all these other things too. And again, I go through it very, very carefully in the starter package that I have on my website on the homepage. So go ahead and ask me the questions. What would you say? Sorry.
In regarding to diet and meat consumption, and I remember you mentioned that right around 1900, there was around 3% of the populace that were diagnosed with cancer. And so we read when we research alternative diets that, well, it's the meat that's been processed. It's the hormones they put in them.
The hormones are in the animals, whether you process it or not.
Okay. And that was my question, is that, you know, people did eat meat at the turn of the century.
They ate very little meat. If I've got this in my materials that are in my starter package, the incidence of meat eating doubled between 1909 and 1984. The incidence of chicken eating went up 300%. When people, if they ate meat, they had a cow in their backyard that was grazing, and they ate very little meat because they couldn't afford it. You see, they couldn't afford it. Now we're just absolutely gorging on animal products. But the point is, if you don't want to die from disease, if people say, well, everybody's got to die sometime, not from disease. I'm not going to die from disease. I'm going to get old a long time from now. I'm going to get old and just fall asleep, not painfully from disease. Abraham died at 120. He just fell asleep. Moses died. He just fell asleep. They didn't die from disease. We're not supposed to die from disease. So if you want to be well and you don't want to die, then just give it up. Give it up. But people, oh, I like my meat. Well, then eat it and die.
Yeah, and Abraham, actually 175. He was on up there.
It was
they lived long lives.
Abraham, yeah. So, but that was a long time ago. But the whole point is, we got to grow up. People say, "Well, I like this." Well, tough. Why don't you just eat what's good for your body and not what you like? You're a grown up. You're not 3 years old.
And so you're making the point that our ancestors, even just 100 years ago, would have more vegetables that they would grow on their farms.
Of course.
And the meat eating would be a rare occasion.
Yes, right, minimal, yeah.
And then the meat that they did eat would be, you know, grazing naturally and not fed.
Yeah,
corn.
But it's still got hormones in it. So you say, people say, well, I don't eat meat, I eat chicken. I said, does it grow in your garden? No, you only eat it I don't eat anything with a face on it.
And then one more question. Biblically, I am a student of the Bible and a traditional Christian. So, you know, we know that the Lord Jesus Christ at least once a year would eat the Passover, which would contain lamb. And then in the Gospel of John, chapter 21, he prepared fish for the disciples after his resurrection when they were out fishing.
Okay, I know where you want me to give you the answer to that? That's on my website, too. On my website, at goodnewsaboutgod.com, I have all of this information. First of all, let's look at God's ideal diet. What's God's ideal diet? What did he give in the Garden of Eden? In the Garden of Eden was before the flood.
Yes, before the flood, humans and animals were vegetarians.
That's correct. God made everything a vegetarian. What did God give the Israelites through the Exodus in the wilderness? What did he give them?
Well, there was manna from heaven.
There was manna. That's right. It was a totally vegan diet. All right? But they said, we loathe this light bread. Give us the flesh pots of Egypt. So when they complained enough, God said, okay, I'm going to give you what you want. And that's God's wrath, giving us what we want and allowing us to reap what we sow. And he gave them quail. He said, I'm going to give you quail, not for a day, not for 2 days, not for 5 days, not for 10 days, but a whole month until it comes out your nose, because you don't like what I have given you, which represents Jesus, the bread from heaven. So they got quail and they gorged themselves on it, and thousands died with the flesh still between their teeth. So God's ideal diet is a vegan diet. What are we going to eat in heaven and the earth made new? Nothing will die. So we're going to have a vegan, vegetarian diet. And people say, oh, are we going to eat? Of course we're going to eat. When Jesus came to earth, he meets us where we are, but he's going to change us. What happened after the flood? They started eating meat after the flood. And what happened to the life expectancy? It dropped like a rock.
It went from 900. It went from 900 to about 175 to 120.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And then to 70. By the time of King David, it was 70 years. Okay. So it fell like a rock. And there were three things that happened. Not only did they start eating flesh food, God did not command us to eat flesh food. He said, you can. And do you know why he did that? You know why he did that? Because in 1500 years, which is from the time of creation to the flood, which is about 1500 years, the earth got so wicked that everybody had to be destroyed in the flood except eight. And so they lived to be 900 years old or more, and you can get a lot more evil in 900 years than you can get in 70. So God had to do something to allow the earth to go on for another 4,500 years, because he was going to come again now, soon. Because how do we know that God will come when the earth is about 6,000 years old? Because in Genesis 1, when he created the earth and humanity and animals and all that, he said that the sun and moon would be for signs and seasons, or days and years.
And we'll be back on the other side of the break with more of the interview with Dr. Lorraine Day on In Plain Sight. It's freedom without, try to catch you down, you shouldn't give a cut. There's a battle ahead, many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road by a traveling. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today. Today.
And we are back. We are back to In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky Friday Night Health and Wellness, continuing on with the recorded interview with Dr. Lorraine Day.
That the year is designated by Earth's going around the sun. We know that the month is designated by the moon. And we know that the 24-hour day is designated by the sun and the moon. So I ask you, what designates the seven-day week? Well, the answer is nothing in the sky. God chose the seven-day week. But during the French Revolution, they tried to change it to 10, and it didn't work. God chose the seven-day week to tell us when he's coming back. Because in 2 Peter 3, it says a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is as a day. And people say, oh, well, God means that we're outside of time. No, God deals always with us in time. All the prophecies are in time. He deals with us in time. And so he made the 7-day week. God made the 7-day week, 6 days for man. The seventh day he made holy, which is Saturday. The Saturday is not Jewish. The Jews have absconded with it. It's not Jewish. He gave it to Adam and Eve, the parents of the entire human race. And Adam and Eve were not Jewish. So God made 6 days for man and the seventh day for God. So there will be 6,000 years of this earth's history for man, and then we will have the millennium, which is the Sabbath rest. The earth will have to rest for 1,000 years. It will be vacant. It will not be inhabited, because the Bible says that even the elements will melt with fervent heat. And so the earth has to rest, because God told the people to rest the land every seventh year, and they didn't. So God's going to rest it for 1,000 years until the judgment. And then the great white throne judgment occurs. Then there's another eon, probably 1,000 years before we enter eternity. That's all in my book, because the words forever and ever and eternity and everlasting are not in the Bible. There is an eternity, but it's not with those words. That word is always eon. And an eon is a period of time with a beginning and an end. It's designated by God how long it is. There are five eons of time. God talks about it, and one text talks about the conclusion of the eons. Well, eternity doesn't conclude. So the eons are all before we enter eternity. So God allowed people to eat meat because it shortened the life expectancy, and people can't get nearly as evil in 70 years as they can in 900. So the earth has lasted 4,500 years. Now almost everybody is desperately evil, as you can see from what's going on in the world. So this is now that Jesus will be coming relatively soon. I'm not date setting, but Jesus is going to come relatively soon, because what is happening right now is all predicted in Daniel and Revelation. And so this is what's going on now. They're exterminating about 8 billion people. And so they want to get the population of the world down to 500 million, as it says on the Georgia Guidestones and the Protocols of Zion and all of these other things. So God had to shorten life expectancy, and he did it by saying, guess what? You can eat meat. You're not going to live as long. Even now, vegetarians, even not even vegan vegetarians, but vegetarians live 10 years longer than meat eaters on average now. And information was done at Loma Linda. That article came out about 7 or 8, 9 years ago. So vegan vegetarians live even longer. So God allowed people to eat meat. When Jesus came, yes, he ate meat because that's what they were doing. He meets us where we are. He also said he came to deliver people from prison. He never delivered anybody from prison. He spiritually delivered them from the prison of sin. So,
amen.
And so God, you know, he meets us where we are, but he doesn't leave us there. He said, you can divorce, but he said, that's not my ideal. You can divorce.
I see.
You see?
So the eating of the meat, as well as the allowance of drinking moderate alcohol, that's
no allowance of drinking moderate alcohol. There, I have a whole in my book, Who Rewrote the Bible, I have a whole chapter on wine in the Bible. There's new wine and old wine. The old wine is fermented wine. The Bible says wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. It is a drug. God calls all drugs sorceries and witchcraft. The word in Revelation 18:23, God's talking about the beast power, which is the Illuminati now, and the Rothschilds who are running the world from the city of London. And it says the whole world will be deceived by their sorceries. The word sorceries in the Greek is pharmakeia. It's pharmacy. The whole world is being deceived by the pharmaceutical companies, which call them vaccinations when they're kill shots. The whole world is being deceived by their sorceries. Sorceries are drugs. Alcohol is a drug. It harms your mind. It kills liver cells. It kills brain cells and makes you do stupid things. And our whole relationship with God is through our mind. And you're going to garbage up your mind with a drug like alcohol. New wine is actually unfermented grape juice.
Okay, we're up on the break, and we'll be back on the other side to conclude the interview with Dr. Lorraine Day here on In Plain Sight.
Can you understand me? Baby, don't you have me alive? Although it doesn't matter, you and me got plenty of time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. but he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today's Liberty Minute. Find more at liberty-lighthouse.com. 90% or more of our federal government is unconstitutional. Let me explain. The U.S. Constitution clearly states that only Congress can pass laws. Congress has created 440 federal departments and agencies, many of which have the power to write and enforce regulations. Regulations that are enforceable with penalties are laws. Congress has delegated lawmaking authority to regulatory agencies, but there is no power to delegate that authority given in the U.S. Constitution itself. Thus, all regulatory agencies are unconstitutional. It was Alexander Hamilton who said, "A sacred respect for the constitutional law is the vital principle, the sustaining energy of a free government. Executive orders, mandates, and regulations do not respect constitutional law." Until tomorrow, Sivas Pacem, Parabellum.
Back Friday night health and wellness edition, the conclusion of the interview with Dr. Lorraine Day on In Plain Sight.
That clearly in my my book, Who Rewrote the Bible? Old wine is fermented wine. God never wants us to drink it. Not moderately, not anything. It destroys our brain, it dehydrates our body, it brings on disease.
But as far as the allowance of meat eating, that's just part of God's judgment on humanity, which after the flood to decrease lifespans.
Right.
Okay. All right. That's a very interesting discussion, and I appreciate you coming on the show. So I wanted to mention, since we went over a little bit, and we'll probably go into two episodes here, two shows, I do have a friend that has Hodgkin's disease. In the fourth stage, 24 years old, and his life has been nothing but stress and horrible, horrible diet. They treated him with chemo for a while. He seems to be like stabled out now, but he's not getting better. So you pretty much answered my questions in the interview. Stress and diet would be the key.
Trusting God, he obviously doesn't trust God. He trusts God.
Right.
You see, the Bible says we ought to obey God rather than man. He's obeying man and not God. And what I would ask him if he were here is, you know, how many human bodies has your doctor ever created? Well, the answer is none. How many has God created, including yours? Billions. So who knows more about your body? Your doctor doesn't even know how to keep himself well. So why in the world would you go to somebody who doesn't know how to prevent or cure their own cancer? You see? And so he is believing the reason that we are in the mess we are in the world right now is everybody has left God, including all the churches. The churches have left God. The churches are full of people who are sick and dying. Pastors are sick and dying. They all go to doctors. They don't trust God. It says right in there, God says, I am the Lord who heals you. And not by raising your hands to heaven and shouting hallelujah. That's not how it happens. God says, follow my laws, my health laws, my commandments and my decrees. And of course, the fourth commandment is the seventh day Saturday. People say, oh, the commandments were done away with at the cross. No, they weren't. The ordinances, the feasts and sacrifices were done away with at the cross. Because whenever it talks about new moons and Sabbaths, that's always feast days. There's a difference between the weekly Seventh-day Saturday Sabbath and the new moon Sabbaths, because they were associated with feast days. All the feasts were looking forward to Jesus Christ as the Messiah when he came the first time. When he came, he fulfilled those feasts, and they were nailed to the cross when he was nailed to the cross. So it was the ordinances, the system of feasts and sacrifices, not the Ten Commandments. And again, I am not a member of any religion, any denomination. Christianity is not a religion. It's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ with no one in between.
Amen to that. One more question before we conclude. You mentioned drinking water. Now, about 5 years ago, I stopped drinking bottled water or any other kind of water. I only drink well water. And I figured that that's what the Lord wants us to drink because it has the minerals in it. What's your commentary on what kind of water do you recommend to drink?
Well, have you had the well water tested? Because some of it is really foul. It's got a lot of other stuff in it because it gets it from the soil. So you better be careful. I drink distilled water. People say, oh, distilled water will leach all the minerals out of your body. Well, the minerals are not just floating around loose. They're all attached to your cells. So you don't lose minerals. So you can drink distilled water. That's the purest water. It doesn't have any of the things that are in the soil. There are so many bad things in the soil now that are leaching into wells. So if you're going to drink well water, you better have that well water tested and see what's in there. So I have been drinking distilled water for 28 years. I'm totally well. I have enormous energy. And, you know, that kind of water, you know what's in it and what's not in it. You get your minerals from your food. You don't have to worry about getting them from the water. If you could have a pure well that came directly from God, from Mount Sinai, before it was ever corrupted, fine. But many wells now have problems with the water in them.
Especially, I never drink a well water that's next to a farmer's field. you're gonna basically be drinking Roundup if you do that.
That's right.
Very interesting. One more question, and because this is very fascinating conversation. I like tea. Tulsi holy basil herb tea.
You can
now,
have
that does contain caffeine.
Yeah.
It does contain caffeine.
It is, as long as it doesn't have caffeine, tea is fine. But again, you do need some water because God did not make the body 75% tea and the brain 85% tea. He made it water. But again, herbal tea is fine as long as it does not have caffeine.
Okay. Dr. Day, I really appreciate you coming on the show and taking time out of your weekend to record with me.
Sure.
And so I appreciate it. And plug your websites one more time where people can find you and how they can get your information.
Okay. You can get my information on health at drday.com, drday.com. I've got lots of other things besides the starter package. And then at goodnewsaboutgod.com, I've got at least 10,000 political articles up there, all categorized. I've got over 350 Bible studies that I have put together over the years. And on the homepage, if you just scroll down a little bit, Good News About God is spelled www. And then all one word, Good News About God, all small letters, .com. And I've got Dr. Day's updates, which I update people almost every week on the fake pandemic and the famines that are coming and the blackouts that are coming and 5G and how people are going to die from the kill shots, the different ways they're going to die and how long it's going to take and all that.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Dr. Day. And this concludes Health and Wellness on In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky and RBN, you stay classy. Okay, and that concludes the interview with Dr. Day, which was pre-recorded, and we didn't stop for breaks, so that's why I'm having to play it in segments, and you can check it out. Last Friday, we played the first segment, which contained about 50 minutes of content, and it was specifically I invited Dr. Day on to discuss her battle with cancer and how she overcame cancer. And I did not invite Dr. Day on to debate her, even though I did bring up a few points just to clarify as in regards to meat eating in the Bible. But what I do want to do now is clarify something that was brought up in the conversation, and that was alcohol consumption. Now, she was equating alcohol consumption with pharmakeia. And in your Bible, that word is translated sorcery. Sorcery in the Greek, in the New Testament, is pharmakeia. And that warlocks and witches would use certain mind-altering drugs to get access to the spirit world. And they would use these drugs on their clients. Their clients would pay them a lot of money. And, you know, of course, you know, the clients hundreds or thousands of years ago, they didn't know that simple roots or plants could make them go on a trip, as it were. And so, you know, these witches and warlocks, I mean, a lot of it was just, snake oil salesman type stuff, where they would be like, all right, I'll get you in touch with the spirit world. They give them a hallucinogen. They might give them some shrooms or something, or some root, make the client hallucinate. And then when the client came down off the trip, they would be like, oh, wow, you're legit. And they would pay them money, right? That's probably like the majority of it. But the mind altering drugs, and I would include shrooms, LSD, in with that. They do alter your mind. They do get access to the spirit world. And that's what the Bible calls pharmakeia. Now, alcohol, though indeed technically, according to modern definitions, it is a drug, it is not in the Bible considered pharmakeia. The Lord God actually did allow that. And Dr. Day is incorrect in stating that the Bible does not allow for the consumption of fermented wine or alcohol. And again, I didn't bring her on to debate her, and that's why I didn't push the issue. If I, you know, in the future, maybe I might want to bring her on and debate it. I'll be glad to debate anybody over anything. But the purpose of the interview was to talk to her about how she overcame cancer. She got over cancer. I've never had cancer. She's 86 years old. I'm in my 40s. So, I mean, you know, I'm going to have to just go off of what she said as to how she overcame cancer. But just let me point out in the Bible real quick, Deuteronomy 14. This is where the Lord is giving instructions on the tithe. And he was telling his people there that they bring the tithe to a feast once a year to honor the Lord. But if they can't bring all of their possessions, then they can convert those possessions to money and then buy what they need when they get there to celebrate the feast. Deuteronomy 14:23, thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, of thine oil, and of the firstlings of thine herds, and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn the fear to fear the Lord God always. And if the way be too long for you, so that you are not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from you, which the Lord your God shall choose to set his name there, when the Lord your God hath blessed you, then you shall turn it into money and bind up the money into your hand, and you shall go into the place where the Lord your God shall choose, and you shall bestow that money for whatever your soul desireth, for oxen, for sheep, for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatever your soul desireth. You shall eat there before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. The key words there are wine and strong drink. Now, wine in that Hebrew is yayin, and the ancients would have no recollection of unfermented wine. They would not understand what you were talking about if you talked about grape juice that was not fermented. They always used wine that was fermented. So I just wanted to point that out historically. But also in the lexicon here, wine or strong drink, that Hebrew word for strong drink is shakir. And it always, without exception, anywhere in the Bible, strong drink, shakir, is fermented. And it's specifically beer. It's talking about beer. And you can go through the Old Testament in the books of the law, Exodus through Deuteronomy, and you can find where God commanded the people to take a tenth or a portion of their wine and strong drink, their wine and beer, and offer it as a sacrifice. So number one, he allowed them to have it because they couldn't take a tenth or a tithe of it if they didn't have it and use it. And two, they allowed it in a sacrifice. The Lord allowed it. So the alcohol in and of itself cannot be evil. And it is most definitely not part of pharmakeia or sorcery. It was not used in sorcery. So those are just some points that I wanted to bring out there. One more passage just to drive that nail in. Proverbs 31. And in this, a king named Lemuel is given advice by his mother to not drink so that he will not pervert his judgment. Proverbs 31:4. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes to drink strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and give wine unto those that be of a heavy hearts. Let them drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. A little sarcasm there. The contrast there is kings and people that are in positions of ruling should not be drunk with alcohol so that they can give a fair judgment. Instead, give it to those that are perishing or those that are in poverty so that they can forget about their poverty. A very, very black and white, black letter law here on the allowance of alcohol and backing up the fact that when the Bible does mention wine, it is talking about fermented drink. Give wine to those that are of a heavy heart. Let them drink and forget their poverty. So there is an allowance for alcohol in the Bible. And like I said, I didn't want to debate Dr. Day. I just wanted to get through the interview and talk about her overcoming cancer. Wanted to throw that out there. So for the rest of this show tonight, pre-recorded, I do want to address some emails. And I think that we're going to do that in the last few minutes of this segment and on into the last. Okay, and we'll start from one of our listeners in Russia. You know who you are. Hello, Jeremy. I like your thought trajectory in relation to Kremlin rulers and its clerical sidekicks. The current head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, is the most disgusting creature that could ever be found among all clergymen. He is an obsessious sociopath to such an extent that sometimes even Putin is ashamed of his praises. He licks Putin's ass publicly on every occasion. He parrots all government decisions in his, quote, spiritual sermons, unquote. A few years ago, when the state law enforcement agencies frantically arrested all kinds of Russian nationalists, this scoundrel had read a sermon in which he denounced nationalism as such and called for harshest punishments for all engaged in such political activities. The present case with vaccines is the same stuff. The scoundrel-in-chief of the Russian Orthodox Church simply tries to gain yet more favor with the Kremlin. I'm glad you started to see the Russian reality as it is. Many conservative Americans are still in the dark about all of this. Yet one point. I have read many articles about the Russian vaccine. It is not of the traditional kind when the part of the virus or the bacteria is taken and introduced into the human body to provoke a immune response. No, this vaccine is too a new kind of stuff that simulates a response on a genetic level. And I didn't read it on some kind of conspiracy theory site, but it was said by the official medical man. He certainly presented it as a very positive and progressive method. He even pointed out that it is safer than traditional vaccines because this vaccine does not contain any parts of the virus itself. Therefore, it is absolutely safe. You can't become infected by it. Well, where have we heard that before? Coming up on the break, I'll finish this email on the other side.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
65, I was 17.
And we are back. Jeremy from Kentucky on In Plain Sight, Health and Wellness Edition, the last segment, highlighting an email by one of our Russian listeners that was commenting on a Patrick and I's show when we talked about how the Russian Orthodox Christian Church is pushing the vaccine. And this individual was sending me an email telling me basically we're spot on. So let me go on with the email. We'll finish reading it out. I'll do a little analysis, and then that'll be the show. Reading on with the email. So you can see it isn't a vaccine that is made from the virus itself. It is something else. I don't believe that Russian medical men consciously make some harmful stuff. Not at all. But you should understand the Russian mentality. Russians for generations were accustomed to parrot everything that is done in the West. I suspect that they concocted their own vaccine in the same way as Soviets made their nuclear bomb. Everything that the USSR had produced, or Russia is producing now, is the low-grade copy of some Western stuff. It is the trend. You can't change it. And I don't want to denigrate Russia, but simply say what is true. Most probably that some few bright minds in Russia, in the Russian medical scientific community, had read all kinds of scientific articles from the West and were able to produce something of a similar kind with what Western medical corporations do. I doubt very much that it was an original research. It's too improbable. And as you know, the research in this direction was conducted in the West at least from 2017. Therefore, Russian medical scientists had plenty of time to become acquainted with this stuff, it is my opinion. Yet one point in relation to Patrick's assertion that Russian and Belarusian populations, being descendants of people who suffered greatly during World War II, were all harshly anti-German and anti-Nazi. Yes, to some extent, this assertion is right. If we look at a formal side of Russian life, if you ask anyone in the street about Hitler and Nazism, everyone would without hesitation denounce them as the most evil phenomena that ever happened. But why? Do you think because of their grandfathers died? Then why almost all Americans who have never seen the war on their own land, why would they say almost the exactly same thing? The answer is very simple. The mainstream majority always parrots the official line, whatever it be. Therefore, the Kremlin's and the White House position being almost identical, the opinions, quote-unquote, of their respective populations are identical too. By the way, Russians watch the same Hollywood trash on TV, therefore both of our populations are subjected to the same vile anti-German propaganda. But if we look deeper into society, we can see something different. The actual popularity of Hitler and Nazi Germany is much higher than you would find through public opinion research, because absolute majority of those who like Hitler would never say it publicly. Even I, once convicted for my Nazi activity, would not now publicly declare my favorable opinion of Hitler. If asked, I would simply evade the question. But under seemingly universal Russian anti-Nazi consensus, there are multiple youth groups who literally worship Hitler based. Some of Russian youth are able to see that everything is going down and their country is swamped with aliens and there is no prospect for them in such a melting pot, quote unquote. They start to reevaluate the history lessons they were taught in school. And let me finish up the email. My best regards. Your and Patrick's programs are a very high intellectual grade. You are the real American elite. Thank you, my friend from Russia. And that will conclude Friday Night's Health and Wellness of In Plain Sight. You guys stay classy, and we'll see you on Monday.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.